We continue our learning. Leila Nishmas David ben Menachem Munish and Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyo. We are in Shumos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav. Our previous Mishnah spoke about, the previous Mishnah spoke about Truma mixing with Chulin, where we have 100 Chulin to the Truma, which will nullify it, but we said we have to remove a saw and give that saw to the Kohen and treat that as Truma. Our Mishnah is going to discuss where the Truma fell into a mixture that didn't have enough Chulin to nullify it. And now part of that mixture falls into another mixture. Says the Mishnah, Sa'a Truma Shenaflo Lefachos Mimei Avinidamu. I have a Sa'a measure of Truma that fell into less than 100 of Chulin. And now it becomes Meduma. That mixture becomes prohibited because I didn't have enough Chulin to nullify, to negate the Truma. And then, V'nafal Minha Meduma L'makom Acher. And then a part of that mixture that's already Meduma, that's already prohibited because it didn't have enough Chulin in it, comes out and now falls into another mixture, to another place. So where also becomes mixed with produce of Chulin. So the question here is whether or not, similar to the previous Mishnah, whether or not we're going to take into account the actual proportion of Truma that's in this in that which fell in or not. Says Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Midamas Kitruma Vadai. Says Rabbi Eliezer, consistent with his position, that when we calculate whether the Truma is going to be nullified in the second mixture, so the Meduma that became mixed with the new produce of Chulin is treated as if it's entirely Truma. So that which came out from the Meduma, I assume whatever came out and fell into the new mixture must all be Truma. So I need 100 parts Chulin to knock out the entire Meduma produce that fell into the second mixture. V'chachamim omrim, ein ha-Meduma midamea ela lefi cheshbon. No, Meduma can only create another Meduma mixture, which if there's a proportion of Truma, that's not going to be nullified. If the new mixture has enough Chulin to nullify the Truma portion of the Meduma produce, then it's allowed. That is the way the Chachamim understand it. So, in the previous Mishnayos, Rabbi Eliezer, as we saw, he looked at the produce that we separated out as it's entirely Truma. So, in that case, where it was nullified, we still considered the saw that I took out to give to the Kohen as complete Truma. Certainly here, where it's not nullified in its initial situation, so it's certainly going to have to be treated like complete Truma. And the Mishnah continues to give out other examples of the same phenomenon. Ve'ena mechumatz mechametz elo lefi cheshbon. Here I have sourdough. I have, which we usually call sa'or, and I have sourdough that's meduma. So it was, and I added this sourdough to other dough to cause that other dough to ferment and to rise. But if the Truma sourdough is now added to Chulin, causes it to rise, so now a non-Kohen is not going to be able to eat it. And so we have to figure out how much was added. So even a small amount that was added can affect the whole thing because it's sourdough. That's usually what happens. Truma sourdough is generally not nullified because it has a strong impact on it. So that sourdough is now meduma. Fine. But the case now, the question is, I have sourdough that is made from that meduma dough. And that's now used to make a new dough. So the Mishnah here says, "Ve'en ha-mechumatz mechametz elufi cheshbon." A dough that was leavened with sourdough of Truma causes the other dough that it was added to be considered that as if it was leavened with Truma, but only in the proportion to the amount of Truma that was in that sourdough that came from the beginning. The dough that was leavened originally with the sourdough of Truma had a very small amount of Truma, very small amount. So now from that Meduma, some of that falls into or comes into another dough. So then we make the following calculation. is the amount of truma that's in this new meduma sourdough, was there enough from that original? If it can't, so then the dough is going to be permitted. In other words, when it comes to sourdough, so there is no 1 in 100. Sourdough is going to, because of its strength, because of its potency, is I have sourdough of truma, it ruins the whole mixture. Even it's, right, as long as it's able to affect the entire mixture. But now that I have a piece of that, now I have that mixture, and there was a little bit of sourdough in there, and it ruined the whole mixture. Now from that mixture, I take out a little bit of sourdough, and I put it into the new one. Now, how do I figure out lefi cheshbon? So the answer is like this. How much is there enough truma in this sourdough, which came from the meduma mixture, to affect this entire dough and cause it to leaven? If there is enough of that, so from the original meduma, so then it's going to affect it. But if you'll tell me that the amount of truma that's in this meduma would not have an effect alone on this new mixture of dough, but it's only because it's together with some chulin that it's able to affect it. So that sourdough will not affect the second mixture of dough that it's in. And final example, final application of the same phenomenon, vein hamayim she'uvim poslim esat mikveh, elu lefi cheshbon. Mayim she'uvim, which literally means drawn water. A mikveh was supposed to have what we call a 40 sa'a, to make the kosher mikveh, which is about 150 gallons. That is derived from actually the size of an average person. We assume the average person is 3 amos tall by 1 amah wide and 1 amah in depth. And that is where the number, that's where 40 saw comes from, because that's a person would be able to fit in to that amount of water. Obviously, our mikvahs have a lot more water than that. But a mikvah becomes puzzle if we have three logs of mayim she'uvin, which are poured into the pool of water. It disqualifies the water. Now, but the mystery is here to tell us, once that pool of water has 21 sa'a of rainwater, what's mayim she'uvin? Mayim she'uvin is drawn water. It means water that's been in a kli, that's been in a vessel, and it's poured in. That's pusel water. But if I have a mikvah that already has 21 sa'a, the majority of the amount that you need in a mikvah, of rainwater, so then you can even put in mayim she'uvin to complete the remaining 19. But those 19 saw can't be poured directly into the pool of water, but rather they need what's called hamshacha. They have to be poured on the ground outside and then allowed to flow into the pool. Our mikvos today make use of many, many ways to make it kosher. One of the things we do, amongst others, which we'll learn maybe in later Mishnais, not in this Masechta though, is hamshacha. We let the water roll on, flow on the ground a little bit before it goes into the mikvah to avoid this problem of mayim she'uvin, what we call hamshacha. So that is what the Mishnah is teaching us as well regarding the cheshbon. The mayim she'uvin pasul mikvah only according to the cheshbon. Once mikvah has a majority of natural water, the 21 saw, so the 40 saw can be completed with the drawn water as long as we have hamshacha. And that's what it means, is that if the mikvah has 20, let's say less than 21 saw, only 20 saw of natural water, and then we add 20 saw of mayim she'uvin, of mayim that was drawn, that was in a kli, and it were poured on the ground and you did hamshacha, so then the mikvah would be disqualified. So here also, we take into account the particular calculation. We are now in Parakei Mishnah Zayin, saw truma shenafla lameya. I have a saw of truma that fell into 100. So we've learned that one saw of truma falls into 100 of chulin, the saw is, we take out a saw and we give it to the Kohen. And the rest, it could be by a non-Kohen. So the Mishnah is telling us where this happened many times. What happened when I said, Tzah Truma Shenafla Lameya fell into 100 chulin, Higbiha, and then what did I do? I took out a saw and from the mixture, as I was supposed to, and gave it to the Kohen. And then, Venafla Cheres, then another saw of Truma fell into the remaining chulin. Ha, then what did I do? Right, and then I take out another one. Hare Zomu Teres. This can keep going repeatedly, and the produce is still permitted to a non-Kohen, because we said, as we said, we have 100 chulin keneged truma, but think about it. Each and every time I take out another saw of truma, I give it, or we call it truma, sumitra, I give it to the Kohen, and then another saw of truma falls in. So how many times can we allow a saw of truma to fall into chulin and assume that the chulin is going to nullify it? I'm not going to have 100 to 1 chulin to truma anymore if I keep having a saw of truma fall in. So the Mishnah says, Hareza muteres, achetirbe truma ala chulin. This produce is permitted to a non-Kohen until we can repeat this process as long as the saw is removed each and every time. Each and every time the saw of Truma falls in, I pull out another saw, very similar to the water case of the mikvah in previous Mishnah, until it gets to a point where there's more Truma in the mixture than Chulin. Meaning, until there's 51 saw of Truma that falls in, then that's a problem. Once the 51st saw of Truma falls in, So then we know we've removed clearly 50 saw already, and at that point we have to be worried that maybe that which the saw that I'm taking out now is chulin, and now I can't be mevatel it anymore. Now think about it. Here we're allowing the following. We are when 50 saw of truma fall in, so. See, the mixture is still okay. It's only when 51 fall in. But what do you mean? When 50 fall in, it's only 50-50. I still don't have a majority. So the answer is we know that when I take out a saw each and every time, we're treating it as truma. But we don't assume, right? We are concerned that the 50 saw that I'm removing were made up of chulin. That's true. But to say that the entire 50 saw that I took out is mamish, completely chulin, and now I have what? 50 chulin and 50 truma? Not really. No doubt that each time when I take out chulin, there's some truma coming out at some point. So that's why we allow you to get to 51, and when it's 50-50, I'm still okay. But that is, once again, Lefi Chashbon, another example of where we have to take into the calculation and get to the point where now we know there's a possibility, a strong possibility, there's a majority of Truma, then it's no longer nullified. But along the way, every time I removed a saw of Truma, we treated the entire mixture as if it's chulin. So the next saw of Truma that falls in, it's as if it fell into 100 saw of chulin. And as long as I keep removing a saw each and every time, and we're assuming that that's Truma, so then I can keep going till the point where I can't play this game anymore, and 51 saw of Truma have fallen in, even though I keep removing a saw each and every time, at that point we have to assume that it's prohibited.